Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. Looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about probably talk a little bit about Uranium and how I came around that site and other sites that that have a lot of spiritual psychics and gifts, people that have joined the different websites that are online available for a lot of people that would like to have a reading, or a lot of people who are gifted in that in that way, differently. Is there anything you want to share that, Roy?
Well, we know that there's a lot of people out there with a lot of different talents, and, you know, a lot of them are gifted. And it's always nice to be able to, you know, go to a network that, you know, has all these people, and you have a choice, you know, whether... what kind of reading that you want. So I think it's real nice for those of that, you know, that never been to our if you'd like a reading, you know, go into rnum.com and get a reading from Adrian or any other psychic. You got anything else, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to mention that we're there 24/7. So anybody would like to have internet access that would like to listen to our show on Blog Talk or Uranium, and they would like to go into Uranium, feel free to log on. My name is Astromind. My rates are about as low as $9.99 a minute. It's on our profile. You can go in and look on that as well. Also, those who would like to learn more about Pal Talk, there's a program called Pal Talk that you can download. And there's a lot of metaphysical people on there that talk about a lot of spiritual things. So there are several different websites that you can go to and do those things. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
Yeah, main thing is, you know, whatever, you know, people, you know, whatever they resonate with, you know, that's the main thing is, you know, there's a lot of wonderful readers on rnum.com. And, you know, we welcome you to have a reading from Adrian, and we promise you that you'll enjoy, you know, the messages that Adrian gets and help you in any way. Just like our Blog Talk Radio show, you know, we're here to, you know, help and, you know, whatever people might be experiencing, especially now with, you know, our economy being the way it is. And what is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to mention, too, those who would like to learn more about shamanism, there are different options to learn about shamanism. Or if you'd like to learn more about the pendulum or the ruins, or if you would like a spirit board reading, I would like to help to assist you in that and talk to the people that have crossed over or people you would like to connect with. So I like to just say that I support any groups that support the metaphysical in that way to coordinate with each other. So I just thought I'd bring that up. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Roy?
Again, you know, we do invite, you know, our listeners, whoever would like a reading, you know, feel free to, you know, join us. And, you know, while we're on the air, and those of, you know, you that never had a reading, you'll be surprised with the, you know, messages that we receive and what you might be experiencing. You know, call in and have a free reading tonight. Is there anything else, Adrian?
I'd also like to add that we also do dream interpretations, and we use hypnosis, that we're also hypnotists. Channelers, spiritual readers, tarot readers, pendulum readers. We do a lot of different kinds of things, and we also do healing with a technology called GeoTrans, and we also heal with numbers. So feel free to call in if you'd like to call. And don't be shy and come out and join us tonight. Right now we don't have any callers, so we'll give it a few more hours, and then we'll end the show, or whatever you would like to do, Roy.
That'd be wonderful. And main thing is, you know, to, you know, enjoy the, you know, experience, you know, enjoy the moment, and to, you know, experience, you know, those of you who have never had a reading, you know, we're giving you an opportunity to call in and get a free reading tonight. Is there anything else you want to say, Adrian?
Also wanted to share about that website that you found, Godlike Productions. I think it'd be important for a lot of people to check that out, and keep be aware of what's going on around you in the world, on what will affect you in the world. So, but just beware of any false information, or just meditate, pray about it, or ask your guides and angels to kind of help guide you if it's something of the light or of the dark. So just keep your awareness open and know what's going on.
Adrian, do you want to share with our listeners some of the experiences that you've had in helping people to find lost items?
Well, I had one experience where I found a lost object ring for a lady, and she dropped her son threw her ring in the fireplace. This was on a Raynham, and did a reading with my pendulum, and I found out that the ring was thrown in the fireplace, and they found it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, she probably felt like she'd never, you know, would have found that ring again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's always nice to have a psychic, you know, help, whether it's a lost item or maybe even a lost animal or even a missing, you know, one of your children missing. Main thing is open up to all possibilities that, you know, the, you know, psychics have that ability to make that connection. And anything else you want to share, Adrian?
Well, I think it would save a lot of people time and money to come get a reading for any lost objects, whether it be glasses, cell phones, keys, expensive items, or even animals, like you said. I've been helping a client find his missing cat. And also, we also were very close to finding a $2,000 dog. So there is endless possibilities of what you can find with the pendulum.
Would you say the pendulum's a lot like remote viewing?
I would say very similar, just because it's so direct, and it pinpoints the direction that you need to go.
That's interesting. And what else is the pendulum able to do?